The Irish Times, election 2011.
I'm Hugh Linehan, and you're listening to the Election 2011 podcast on irishtimes.com. Later on, Michael O'Regan will be looking at the contest in Clare, where the Hillary dynasty is looking to make a comeback. We'll also be talking to Fabian Henneforth about his candidatewatch.ie platform, which allows you to question the candidates in your constituency. But first, Mary Minahan on why Fianna Fáil wants to reform a system which it has been running for the last quarter of a century.
Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Labour are all focusing their attention on political reform today. You know, it's interesting because our last Irish Times MRBI Ipsos poll shows that people aren't really that interested in political reform. Obviously, much higher up on their agendas are things like jobs and so on. Political reform is registering, but quite far down. What Fianna Fáil is proposing, I have to say, they are quite radical proposals. They are proposing that ministers don't serve in Parliament while they are in Cabinet. And they are suggesting that when someone is appointed to Cabinet, they will be replaced by a replacement who will have been previously named on a list at election time. So that's quite a radical proposal. The idea there is that ministers will be able to devote much more time to their ministerial office and will have to think less about electioneering in their constituencies and turning up at every funeral, every opening, every event in their local constituencies in order to ensure that they get elected next time out. The idea is that the Taoiseach would be able to nominate people who are not members of the Dáil, would be able to bring in people of expertise and place them in government without having to go through the rigmarole of putting themselves up in front of the people. A confirmation process will have to take place, whatever that means. We'll need to explore that a little bit more today at the manifesto launch and find out exactly what they're talking about there. And these people would have to put a presentation of priorities before a committee. And then when they're a month into their ministry, then they'd have to come back again before this particular committee and outline what they've done or failed to do. So I think this is going to be a really, really radical proposal. Okay, I understand the idea is our Dáil is currently stocked with teachers, solicitors, publicans, undertakers, farmers. It's good that we have those people in there, but there's also a distinct lack of expertise in, we'll say, economics. This is the logic behind this, that you bring in people with genuine expertise in those kind of areas. But as I say, I think there will be consternation because some people will worry that it's anti-democratic, that people are coming in without having to go through the usual process of putting themselves before the people and getting elected. Micheál Martin now is proposing a radical revamped electoral system, and he wants a mix of single seat constituencies using the single transferable vote system, and he wants what he calls a top-up national list. And he says Fianna Fáil would support measures to ensure gender balance on this list, and this list then would, people would be, or representatives would be elected from this list. And what Micheál Martin is saying is that this would ensure proportional representation across each constituency. The problem really is, if you have these single seat constituencies, you fear then that proportional representation is eradicated. At the moment now, we have a particular system where you can feel a little bit more represented. You can have a Labour person, you can have a Fianna Fáil person, you can have a Fine Gael person, you can have a Sinn Féin person, a Green, whatever it might be, an independent. So that system would be removed under this new system that he's proposing, and we would have single seat representation in constituencies, which is, you know, a radical departure from where we're at. But he's saying this list would kind of counterbalance that. The list thing is going to be very controversial. People have worries about whether or not it's democratic or not, and the gender thing is going to be incredibly controversial. Well, I think what we already know about Fine Gael's proposals, which will be outlined in greater detail in Kilkenny today by the party leader, Enda Kenny, really central to their proposals are the reform of the Seanad, but it's actually the elimination of the Seanad. That's Fine Gael's kind of keystone thing. Labour also will be outlining plans to reform politics, but I suppose really Fianna Fáil has got out of the traps today. Fianna Fáil is slightly hamstrung because what can it propose in its manifesto on economics or on the fiscal situation? It's stuck now with the four-year plan. It can't really offer any flexibility to the electorate. It would be quite hypocritical of it to do so. So really it will be pushing its proposals on political reform today. Again, opposition politicians will be quite correct in saying Fianna Fáil have been in government for quite a long time. They could have they could have implemented these radical changes at any time they liked. I mean, now they're offering some, you can't deny it, some quite sensible suggestions. They're saying the Dáil should reflect really what's a normal working week to most people. I mean, at the minute, the Dáil starts at, we say, 2:30 on a Tuesday, and by Thursday, the TDs are like bats out of hell trying to get back down to their constituencies. So I think that would be warmly welcomed by all sides, you know, if the Dáil was to reflect a more normal working week. So those proposals are sensible, but the opposition will be fully entitled to say why weren't they implemented in recent years.
The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Michael O'Regan, Parliamentary Correspondent, Constituency Clare. Four seats here in this constituency, the outgoing Tim Dooley of Fianna Fáil, Tony Killeen, Fianna Fáil, Pat Breen, Fine Gael, Joe Carey, Fine Gael. Tony Killeen not going forward for health reasons. Very traditional Fianna Fáil territory one time. Bear in mind it was De Valera's constituency over several decades. Sheila De Valera, his granddaughter, represented the constituency. Fianna Fáil under huge pressure here, but there is an interesting development in terms of Fianna Fáil. You have Dr. John Hillary, son of the former President, Minister, EU Commissioner and Clare TD, the late Dr. Patrick Hillary, contesting a seat on behalf of Fianna Fáil. Now, this is quite interesting because here again we have a family tradition resurrecting itself. Dr. John Hillary will be a very, very good candidate, but can himself and Timmy Dooley retain the two Fianna Fáil seats? The consensus locally is that they can't because of the decline in the Fianna Fáil vote. There could be a gain for Fine Gael here. A lot of attention focused on the third Fine Gael candidate, Tony Mulcahy, Mayor of Shannon. There will be a lot of interest in him. Labour is running Michael McNamara from Scariff. Now, Labour did have a seat in this constituency. The springtide of 1992 elected Dr. Mujahideen Bamjee, surprised everybody at the time. Michael McNamara hoping to come in the Gilmore Gael. The Gilmore Gael, probably not as strong as the springtide of 92, but we shall see. The Green Party is running Brian Meaney. He has contested the election before. Number of independents, including James Breen, who formerly had a seat in this constituency. Others are Jim Connolly, Jerry Walsh and J.J. McCabe. Ennis now a very cosmopolitan town, multiracial, very different to the town where Dev would have addressed crowds in the old days. Totally transformed society. That inevitably will have an impact in the outcome. Very, very hard to call. At the moment, I would call it Fianna Fáil one seat, Fine Gael three seats. But I'm not ruling out a Labour breakthrough here at all. And as regards the destination of the Fianna Fáil seat, Timmy Dooley, who had a very strong vote the last time, outgoing TD, will be the favourite. But one has to look to Dr. John Hillary, son of an iconic Clare political figure, and you can't entirely rule him out.
I'm joined in studio by Fabian Hannaforth. Fabian is running CandidateWatch.ie, which is a new platform aiming to provide a direct connection, I suppose, Fabian, between candidates in this election and voters. But it's a system which you've had in place in Germany for some years.
Yes, this site, CandidateWatch.ie, was launched on Friday, and its purpose is to allow for direct contact between candidates and voters. What voters can do on this platform is ask questions publicly to their candidates, and the candidates then can answer also publicly.
As I say, this has been in place for some time in some regions in Germany, and how well is it working there?
We've created this platform in Germany in 2004, and we've covered so far 23 elections and 8 or 9 parliaments, and it's been working very well. We have about 10,000 visitors a day. Last year, we had the 100,000th question.
Oh, very good. That's plenty of questions, all right. So what are your targets here? I mean, is this a program purely for the election, or do you see it continuing afterwards?
This site becomes powerful when it's run on a long-term basis. So during an election campaign, we know candidates tend to promise more than they can hold afterwards. So we are thinking about continuing the project when the next Dáil is elected. Then the voters can ask the elected TDs, what about your promises?
Now, political parties, as you say, often make promises during elections, but then very often they have to change because the world changes or realities change. So they may commit to spending a certain amount of money or protecting certain things. But as we know, we've got all kinds of crises in Ireland at the moment. Who knows what decisions will have to be made in 18 months' time or 2 years' time?
That's true. But what we see in Germany on our platform is citizens ask then questions. Well, you promised during the election campaign this and that, and now you take completely different decisions. How do you explain that? And then elected representatives do explain It all depends on the communication and the transparency.
Traditionally, holding politicians to account for their decisions and how those decisions are different from the promises they made at election, that's done by the opposition parties, and it's done by the traditional mass media, newspapers like this one, and broadcasters. Does the system change a lot if the voters are talking directly to the politicians?
It changes step by step. Candidate Watch won't bring a radical change directly, but over time it does change the consciousness of the citizens that, after all, it's the citizens who are in charge of the democracy and of the development of what's going on.
Finally, this system can't work unless the candidates engage with it and unless they answer the questions as well. And are you confident they'll do that?
Yes, we are. In Germany, candidates answer about 90% of the questions during election time and around 80% during parliament sessions. We've received already the first answers on CandidateWatch.ie over the weekend.
And we shall see how it turns out. The best of luck with it, Fabian Hannaforth. That's CandidateWatch.ie. Go there, check it out, and ask your local candidate a question that might skewer them like a butterfly in a pin in 2 years' time. That's it for today. Remember, you can follow our live blog on irishtimes.com/election2011. And you can follow us on Twitter at @ITElection. Or indeed, you can email us at election@irishtimes.com. I'm Hugh Linehan. Talk to you soon.